from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor Riley is here. Tick, tick, as we count down to the Dogs taking on Clemson at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And Connor, one part of the conversation, and I just saw your piece on Dog Nation about the offensive line. Last year, the Dogs gave up, what, 13 sacks total? Is that right? 13? Connor? Go ahead.
13, yeah. And hey, Carl. Hey, Mike. Glad to be on with you. Less than one a game. And, you know, again, it's tough to quantify, like, will they be better or not? The offensive line should once again be a strength for this team. It could very well be the best offensive line in the country. I mean, you look at the last 3 national champions, Georgia, and Michigan, they all had elite offensive lines. And even though Georgia's battled a little bit of an injury situation to start fall camp, I think that this offensive line is going to be elite once again in 2024.
Even with the injuries? I know the way they're moving pieces around in practice?
Yeah, you know, center is, I think, and the injury to Jared Wilson this fall has shown us, it's the one position where they're not super deep at. They've moved Tate Ratledge over to be that sort of starting center there, and he had never really snapped in his life prior to March. Now they feel better about him having gone through a full offseason practicing it and repping with it. But you look at guard, you look at tackle, those are spots where, like, Micah Morris probably won't start for Georgia to start this season. He would start on 99% of the teams in the country. He's that level of offensive guard. They've got Monroe Freeling, a former 5-star prospect, who they feel really, really good about. He's probably not going to start either. So they have multiple guys that they can pull off the bench that I think will really help them. It's just that center spot where Jared Wilson was back in practice, played a lot in the scrimmage on Saturday, seems to be good to go as it stands right now for that Clemson opener. Center's maybe the one spot where the depth isn't there. But guard and tackle, I don't know if there's a deeper offensive line in America than what Georgia has.
We try to be fair and accurate when reporting stories, and I think a follow-up on stories is always good. So the racing and reckless driving charge against linebacker Munden, Samuel Munden, have been dropped. Can you explain what the situation is here?
Yes, those charges were dropped today. He did plead guilty to a driving too fast for conditions charge there as well, paid a $500 fine. Took some defensive driving classes there as well. The legal aspect of this is now behind Munden, who was arrested in July on a racing and a reckless driving charge. It still remains to be seen if Georgia is going to play him in the season opener against Clemson. Kirby Smart, understandably, has been tight-lipped about a lot of these things. He has not publicly announced suspensions. That is sort of the way that he has operated. That does not mean that Munden will play or won't play. We just won't know until the day of and whether or not we see him out there. He has been bothered by a little bit of a foot injury this fall, but that is not, in my opinion right now, going to be something that keeps him out for that opener against Clemson.
It is our man, Connor Riley, guys. Hey, Connor Riley on Twitter. Get the latest on Dog Nation, what's going down. 3 All-American preseason, 2 on D, 1 on offense, and certainly Carson Beck, a lot of pressure. Carson Beck is cool as a fan, right? He's ready for this. Everything that's going to be on his shoulders this season?
I think he, more than anyone, is ready for the season to start because it's one of those things of, you know, talking to him throughout this offseason. Like, there's only so much that he can do in practices, in scrimmages, to go out there and show that he's improved. And yes, he's taken on a more vocal role, certainly in the quarterback room and the offense as a whole. But at that quarterback position, you know, you're not getting hit in practice. And while, yes, you're going against an elite Georgia defense every day, it's just so different from what you're going to see when you take the field against Clemson on August 31st, when you go on the road to Alabama, to Texas. And I know that Carson is a guy, he came back to Georgia, you know, not just for the glitz and glamour that comes with that position, but to go out there and prove that he can be a championship-winning quarterback. It means a lot to Carson, I think, to be a starting quarterback at Georgia and also a national championship winning quarterback at Georgia. And he knows that he saw Stetson do that. He has two rings of his own. I think he now really wants to go out there and put a stamp on his own ring and cement his own sort of legacy in that way.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think that's his task, right? I mean, it's not just playing up to being, you know, potentially a Heisman candidate. It's securing the chip. I mean, if he does that, we said this, he'll live forever, man. And that's the beauty of being in the position he's in. Connor, let me ask you about being overrated. And I don't know where you're at on this. Is Clemson overrated? I just want to put this in context. And again, you know, it's hard to look at last year and then say, all right, that's what's going to happen. But this is a team that lost three games to unranked opponents. They went 4-4 in conference play for the first time since 2010 last year. There were just a lot of questions. And everybody's like, okay, going into the season, they've got Georgia. Are they overrated?
This is a team that I think is still dining a little bit off the previous decade of success that Clemson has had. But they have a lot of questions. You know, they go 9-4 last year, but at one point in the year they were 4-4. They were playing, quite frankly, in a really weak ACC as a whole, and I think that propped up the record better than it is. They've got some nice talent on the defensive front there, but they still face some major questions on offense, something that has been consistent with that program since Trevor Lawrence left for the NFL. They're really counting on some of their freshman wide receivers who were incredibly talented, five-star recruits that they brought in the 2024 class. But they're really going to be reliant on some of those guys. And it's a game where, you know, you look at, you know, where these two programs have been over the last decade, each winning multiple national championships. You think this should be a big-time atmosphere, big-time game. But it's a noon kickoff. And Vegas right now has Georgia as a 14-point favorite. That sort of tells you that one of these programs is not like the other. So Clemson, I think, has a lot to go out there and prove in that first game of the season.
A lot of depth, a lot of experience on defense. But you're right. To me, and Carl, we talked a lot about it, Cade Klubnik. It's just they've gone backwards since Trevor Lawrence. There's just no other way to describe it. Hey, man, good article over the weekend, Connor, talking about like maybe the secret sauce could be Quintavious Johnson as far as a guy's going to get after the quarterback. I know we keep asking you, where's the next Jalen Carter or Jordan? Maybe could this guy just be a pass rush machine as a freshman?
This is a guy they're really, really impressed with. Was, you know, largely a three-star recruit for most of his process, ultimately bumped up to a four-star prospect. But this is a guy who was playing quarterback at Mays High School last year, and it speaks to the level of athleticism that he has and surprised a lot of people with how quickly he has picked things up in this Georgia defense. They really like what they have in their outside linebacker room this year, and it's not just because of Quintavious Johnson. You move Mykel Williams out there. You know Jalen Walker is going to play at outside linebacker. Year two of Damon Wilson, who has physically transformed his body this offseason. You know, outside linebacker in the early days under Dan Lanning was always a strength. It hasn't really been that way in some time for Georgia, but I think entering this season, they've definitely got a chance to be that. And the fact that a guy like Quintavious Johnson is making waves already shows, I think, just how deep and how many different weapons they're going to potentially have to impact opposing passing games.
All right, one last thing for me, Connor Riley. That is Georgia running back you again this year? Are they going to successfully run the ball the way they want to and dominate?
I think that this room has a chance to be explosive in a way that it hasn't in a while. And part of that is personnel. I think Trevor Etienne, I think Nate Frazier, those guys are more long-term speed guys, whereas you look at in recent years, Kendall Milton, Dejon Edwards, really, really good running back, Kenny McIntosh there as well. Those guys were just not the same level of explosive athletes that I think Etienne and Frazier bring. I think those two guys are going to play a big role in that regard, while Georgia also still has those bruiser types in Branson Robinson, in Roderick Robinson. That's sort of the piece there. You know, I think Georgia was eighth last year in runs of 10 yards or more, but they were 40th in runs of 20 yards or more. So they were just not ripping off those big, long, explosive runs time after time. That's going to be the measure, I think, of this sort of running back room this year. Can they churn out those big explosive runs like they used to when Todd Gurley, Nick Chubb, DeAndre Swift were all in the backfield.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.